You're listening to Burst.co.uk. I'm Oliver Morris, and today we're going to present to you a selection of plays from the Radio in a Day workshop, held today in association with the Festival of Learning. To begin, two old friends catch up in Never Lose Your Queen.
I mean, it's ridiculous how much my income tax has risen due to this.
Naturally it would. Still, great to hear that your tobacco firm is expanding.
Yes, yes, it's been a good year. I managed to find a pretty nice gap in the market, and it was just lucky that the company followed my advice. But enough about that. How is your job going? Check.
Yeah, it's okay. Same old, really.
Are you still doing that, what was it, coaching or something?
Yep, I'm still at Westwood Junior School, still teaching physical education. Those kids can be quite a handful sometimes, bless them.
Ah, you see, I saw that move. There are no ways you are taking that night.
I was hoping you wouldn't see that.
You know me, Ali. Always looking ahead.
But otherwise, how are your kids? They must be getting kind of old now.
They've grown out of a big now. Tim is about 8 and doing well. Rosie is just completely off the wall, as always.
Same with my lad. He's like a beanstalk at the moment, shooting right up. Just started playing rugby.
Tim plays rugby.
Oh, OK.
He's the kicker, vice captain too.
Vice captain? Wow.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's going to make it into the regional squad. He's got pretty good genes. It's hereditary, you see. Now, look, Ali, this catch-up has been fantastic. I mean, playing chess again. Just like old times. Why don't we do this more often?
Yeah, it's been great. Definitely should do it again. I think that...
By the way, You're in check.
Oh, indeed I am.
How's your drink? Are you fancy a top-up?
No thanks, Nathan. I'm good. Not sure if the missus would be too happy with me coming home steaming.
No. Go on, Ali. I'm sure that,
Deborah?
Deborah will be more than fine with it. Oh, come on. I've got fine vintage booze here. I'm definitely not going to make a dent in it by myself.
Oh, is Mary not about?
No. She left me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear about that. Are you okay? Did she say why?
I didn't see your rook there. Yeah, well, anyways, she left me.
Well, I am sorry to hear that. I truly am.
Well, she'll be back, I'm sure. Stupid fat cow.
Check. Well, let me tell you something, Nathan.
Advice?
I've had a relatively mediocre, unambitious life. But the key to all happiness is something I've learned over the time.
What's that?
No matter how great the reward is, never lose your queen. Checkmate.
Never Lose Your Queen by Tom Hill featured Russell Biles as Nathan, Barry Haynes as Alistair, and was produced by Jill Hale and Elaine McAllister, and was produced by the Radio Drama in a Day team for burst.co.uk.
And thank you very much to them. Now on Burst, we have a play from Burst's first cohort in the year 2000. The Shipping Port Forecast plays out a romantic duet of interior monologue inspired by the hypnotic poetry of the Shipping Forecast.
Ah,
to me when...
Listen.
And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office at 22:30 hours.
Listen. Just lie and listen. Listen and remember this night. This will be our time to be together. Wherever we are, our time.
You're so far away. I feel you, close to me, but you're so far.
Hold this night tight in your memory. We will always have our time.
You can be here always, in our time, in our place. With the words, we can be together. These words can keep you safe from me and bring you back to me in our time, to our place.
Gales in Forties, Tyne, Dogger, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Bailey, Fair Isles.
The sea is in your heart, but can't win over her. She is a formidable opponent. I see her when I look into those stormy grey eyes, in the furrows of your weathered forehead, each one carved into my mind. The smell of her is in your hair when it curls around my fingers. She's hardened your hands, so rough and strong, but still gentle and warm. Is she a good mistress?
You are in my heart. Am I in yours? I see love in your smile, in the little creases round your mouth, in the dimple in just one cheek. Each line, each freckle I know like I know my own. In the way you almost close your eyes when you greet me, the tears on goodbyes. But your eyes are so sad, a sadness I can never ease. You look out at me from somewhere deep within, a place
Viking,
where
Sarah,
I can never
South
reach.
Sarah, 40s. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in South 40s, veering west 4 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate.
I want to lie with you beside me and leave the world behind. Camp on the beach, under the stars, and watch till morning. The stars I see now, shining and alive. Silver coins tossed but never fallen. Do you see me in their reflection? They show me you in their pale blue light. Your dark eyes tunnel straight to your soul, revealing everything to me, if only I'd look.
I want you to stand in the wind, your feet planted by mine, breathing the air you breathe, and watching your sea stretch away to the future. Your sea which I can never share. The part of you that has always been closed to me, that place I can never go.
Tyne Dogger, southwesterly 5, increasing 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally.
What does it all mean? The words flow like a strange poem, rolling in the mist and fading, keeping their meaning secret, except to those who have chosen the sea. Do you know the secrets of this ever-changing verse? You said it painted pictures out there in the sea. It made you feel calm and ease your insomnia, a strange but dependable lullaby that gives solace to me now.
The winds from the sea picked up your hair and waved it like a flag of victory about your head. That beautiful head that held no mystery for me and yet always surprised me in some small way. Your quiet persistence in not showing your pain. Your imagination that took us on journeys of wonder on wet afternoons. There you are, the woman I love, with your tiny hands clutching each other. Your face forcing that smile that always draws me home to you. Draw me in now, pull me back
German
to you.
German Bight, Humber, Thames, southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland,
the words
Plymouth.
Wash over me, bringing you to me on their waves. Are you there, my love? Do you know I'm in our place?
I want to hear you.
Can you feel me?
I want you to know I'm in our place.
I'm with you. Can you feel me?
The sea is cold to me. It pulls me down and won't let go. I am not strong enough to resist. I have failed you. You are in my heart, but the sea is my soul. She flows in my veins and tears at my heart, but I won't give you up to her. These decades she has tried to wash you away. You are my lifeline. I cannot let go.
Your boots are size too big. I need two pairs of socks. Keep them safe for me. Keep them warm. The wind is cold and the sea is hungry.
West Finisterre. Southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain later.
The rain. I used to love the rain. We would get caught in a downpour and run for cover, giggling like children. We would huddle together, your hair flowing down your back, glossy with water and black as the sea. I can smell you, warm and sweet, as you press under my chin to my chest. Crawl into my heart and stay safe and warm there out of the rain. I had you then. You were mine, in my arms and I in yours. The world trickling away around our feet.
The rain, the rain. We would shelter in each other, my face in your chest, your heart beating in my ears. Does it still beat for me?
Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in Fastnet. Rain or drizzle. Moderate, occasionally poor, in Fastnet and South Irish
Sea. Where are you? The sky that covers us both is dark tonight.
I am under the same sky as you. Listen for Bailey. Listen for Bailey. I am waiting for you at Bailey.
Where are you?
Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Severe gales 7 to 8, becoming hurricane force in Bailey.
Becoming hurricane force in Bailey.
I loved you. I will always be in our place. This will always be our time. Listen, our time is passing.
I love you. I see you standing in the doorway in your thick woolen pullover. Your shape filling the doorway. Those red cheeks behind that beard, shining with life and health. You stretch out your arms and hold me to you. Don't let me go. Take me with you on this last journey.
And that's the end of the shipping forecast.
Wait, don't go so soon. Just one more moment to stroke your hair. One more moment to see your smile. Your strong face. Always glad to see me. All those years, never frowned for me. One more moment to feel you near me. To hold your hand to my heart and kiss your cheek.
Our time is past for now, but it will be again. And I will be waiting for you.
Becoming hurricane force in Bailey.
The shipping forecast was written and produced by Claire Evans and featured the voices of Mary Murphy as the woman, Hugh Chignall as the man, and Victoria Braverman as the weather announcer.
That's one of my favourite pieces from the Burst Archive. Up next, we have Intrigue from the Kitchen Sink in Eton Mess.
Stiff peaks, Jean. Stiff peaks.
I'm doing the best I can, Susan. I don't understand why we can't use the electric whisk.
Because my mother never used an electric whisk. And unless we follow her recipe to a T, then we aren't going to win, Jean. It's as simple as that.
Where did your mother stand on pre-whipped cream?
What was that?
Nothing, dear. Oh, my arm is aching.
What is the point of getting a robotic arm if you can't even whip a meringue?
I've told you, Susan, it isn't a robotic arm. It's just a joint replacement.
Well, I paid for your bionic elbow, so put some effort into it.
You can't take credit for every procedure carried out on the NHS.
Can you prove that I didn't? Mary! Mary, is
it
you?
It's only me!
Well, it's about time. Oh, did you pick up the rhubarb?
I did one better. Robert was in the garden this morning and he dug up some of these.
And what are those exactly?
Robert's rhubarb from his veg patch.
My mother's recipe requires firm stalks of rhubarb. If I knew you were going to bring rhubarb more limp than Jean's peaks, well, I would...
Please don't bring my peaks into this.
I would have gone to Waitrose myself. I wanted thick, organic rhubarb.
But these are organic. You don't get much more organic than my garden.
Organic means so much more than just covered in shit.
Would you rather they were covered in pesticides?
You clearly haven't seen her mutts. I'd rather pesticides than whatever filth those little rodents are carrying.
Oh, be nice, Susan, or I won't share the Pinot Grigio.
Oh, thank goodness somebody brought wine. I'm parched.
Are you sure you can drink alcohol with that robotic elbow?
It's a metal hinge in my arm, Myrie. I'm not the Terminator.
No wine till that meringue is stiff, Jean. Oh, God, look, I'll get the good glasses.
Well, she never gives us the good glasses.
I know. Cheap wine, cheap glasses.
Oh, isn't it nice for all of us to be back together again?
Oh, absolutely. Even if Susan is being especially Susan.
Oh, she can't help it. That's real friendship. She wouldn't be so mean if she didn't love us, really.
Mm. That is rather a twisted logic.
I mean, friends have to be there for one another.
Especially in a crisis like this.
I'd clear my schedule for either of you. I didn't have to go to that funeral.
Not today. Oh, are you really missing a funeral?
Yeah, it isn't a big deal.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. Who was it?
Oh, just my aunt. She raised me.
This is what I like to hear. Help us hard at work. Oh, dear, who died?
Myrie's aunt.
It shouldn't be so morbid.
Actually,
how are those pigs coming along, Jean?
Well, they're not dripping, which is all you can really ask for at this age.
Now stop it, Jean. You have to make everything so blue.
Oh, it isn't blue. It just isn't quite red yet. This is what real rhubarb looks like.
Not to take Miss Griggs' side, but that looks nothing like any rhubarb I've ever seen.
Well, look, give me that bowl. Stop putting your mouldy rhubarb in my apples. Myrie! That was my mother's mixing bowl!
Oh, don't worry, Susan. There's more than enough rhubarb to fix this.
Rhubarb isn't going to fix my bowl!
I think you're being too polite calling that thing a rhubarb.
And I think your peaks are far past their expiry date.
Now stop it, both of you. Oh, sod it. I'll just buy it from Waitrose and we'll fake it.
Faking it? Like mother, like daughter.
And I'll pick up some real wine if you two clean this mess up.
I really should go to the wake.
There wouldn't happen to be a bar at this wake, would there?
Oh, I would imagine so.
Well then, I think it's time we paid our last respects to your aunt.
Oh, she'd love that.
Eat a Mess by Liam Tate featured Pat Richardson as Jean Morris, Jane Skellett as Myrie Lang, Julia Stringer as Susan Grieg, and was produced by Emily Kinson and Paul Sykes for the Radio Drama in a Day team, featuring help from Darius Gilani, Oliver Morris and Dylan Goodhall-Harris as our technical support team.
And thank you again to our Radio in a Day team for the original dramas today. We leave you now with another piece from the Burst Archive as two mice make a daring escape in blue stuff.
Rats, vermin, pests, disgusting little creatures. They're no use to anyone except to be tested on in my laboratory as lab rats.
Hello, girl. Where am Just relax. It's paradise. It's lovely.
It's a bit different, isn't it? I've never been in the cage before. I can check it out, yeah? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. No, just check it out. Relax. That's it. Have a look around. Take it all in.
Corner over here. I can get some food over here. I'll try that later. I just want to check out. Oh, you got water. Nice. Oh, that's a bit different, but that's good. What's this? You got a wheel over here. A wheel? What do you need a wheel for, man?
You're taking a little stroll. Anyway, calm down, Dad. Calm down. You're making me dizzy, all this running around all over the place.
It's a bit different, isn't it? So what is this showing, Ben? What is this? This is just...
I think it's just appropriate that we introduce ourselves first, since we'll be sharing this room, which was mine and is now obviously ours.
Yeah.
I'm Boris, and this is my cage.
And I'm Alex, and I'm a street rat. Yoo!
Great. Yeah, so, why are you here? Why are you in my cage?
Well, actually, I don't really know, because, you know, I was just rummaging around in the big boxes. You know, the one the big ones put food and stuff in, yeah? Outside, and I was just eating this brown, yellow, and green kebab luscious thing. Oh, that's good. And then suddenly, it all went black, and I woke up here. So I don't really know. What's a bit?
Anyway, Dad, I've never seen anyone like you before. You've got all this brown fur and you know.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, but I mean, everyone in here has got, you know, white fur with the black little hood, you know, like me. Check it out.
Actually, you know, I've seen guys like you before, you know, but they were much more dirty, which is the right thing to do, and it's fat.
Fat. Just big bum.
Oh, not fat. Whatever. Yeah. So, what's this fat food they're giving you? What's this?
Hey,
it's not my show,
mine.
Yeah? It's
mine.
This is quite good, isn't it? Mm. You know, this stuff here, this is yellow. This is a bit different than this green stuff here.
Yep.
And
try the brown
stuff here, it's really good. Mm.
Try the blue. Mm.
Blue? No. Hang on a minute. You don't eat blue stuff.
Why not?
You can eat yellow stuff, yeah. And the other stuff is wicked. But don't eat blue stuff, man.
Really?
You can eat yellow, green, brown, even red. Although it does make me a bit dizzy. But you don't eat blue stuff. You don't eat blue stuff.
But it makes me feel good.
Blue stuff
really?
Is bad for you.
Oh, no, you got to try it. I love it.
No. You don't eat it.
It's feeling special.
What happened to you, man?
It's nothing. It's just one of the perks of being here, man. Right? Oh, lovely.
You're falling asleep. You just had some food. You're supposed to get back. You're having food.
I'm not. I'm fine. I'm just a little after lunch siesta.
What?
And before I,
What's this?
My little drip.
I'll
see you later.
What's happening? Where are you going?
Suddenly, I'll see you. Come here. Right. A little journey to Mr. Table. I'll introduce you to Mr. Needle. See a little bit of life there. Shame, really. Here we go, you
little... Wake up! What have I done to you? You've been gone for ages. Your whiskers, they're all bent. Your whiskers, look at you.
I'm fine. Shh.
You got a bald spot on your back.
Where? Oh, Yeah. Oh, look, you can see it. I can see it. I can see it.
What are you being? Just tell me. Just. What's so funny?
You got long ears.
My ears.
You got really long ears.
They're perfectly normal. What happened?
Two tails. You know,
the big ones. They did something to you, didn't they?
Yeah. But no, they'll do it to you. Too soon. Don't worry.
No.
It's cool.
No. I don't want anything like that to happen to me. I'm fine. But I'm fine like I am. No ball spot for me, please.
It's nice. It's all lovely.
No. I want to get out of here. It has to be.
You can't.
There has to be some way of getting out of here. I can't stay here.
You can't. It's impossible. Okay?
No. It can't be. There has to be a way out. I mean...
The only way out.
Some way of getting somewhere. I can't just stay here. I need to get out.
Look, the only way out.
Yeah, where?
Is when they take you out.
No. There has to be another way. Now I know. The door. Of course, the door.
But it's locked. It's.
No.
It's always locked.
Look. It's open.
Oh.
Come on, yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
No, this is my place. I mean, this is... You don't just leave your home.
Look. I can see it. It's a door over there. And then we just go... We go on the other side of that, the big table. And then... That's outside! Yeah!
No.
Yeah. This is not the place. Come with me. You know, come with me. Outside!
Well, I've heard of this place. I've heard of outside. It sounds a bit dangerous to me. I mean, I'm not sure about this. I think I'll just stay here. I mean, you go.
No. You have to come with me. This place is horrible. Look, you know, it's easy. All you have to do is run down and then take a right underneath the table and then... It's outside! It's so easy!
But, I mean, there's the big ones. I mean, they'll grab you before...
No. They won't. They're well too slow to catch me. Come on, what do you say? Before they discover the door is open.
Will there be blue stuff?
There'll be loads of food to taste and... Yeah, sure, blue stuff. Listen, you know, I would really honestly hate to leave you here.
But...
You know... It's just, come with me, you'll love it. Stretches of payment, hot dog stands, with really good brown stuff, the food. It's so good.
Food?
Yes, food.
I'm just going to have something quickly to fortify myself.
Yeah, you're coming, yeah? Yeah, you're coming. Come on, before the discovery comes, let's go now. I'll start, yeah? And then, just come, yeah?
Coming.
Okay, let's go. Let's go now.
Okay, I'm coming.
Come then.
How did you get down there so fast?
Use your tail, balance. Can you get down? It's good.
I'm scared of pikes. Okay.
Yeah.
There goes nothing.
Come on, let's run.
do the whole thing again. Oh, I can't believe I've lost two rats, two. I've only got 36,000 left. There's not enough rat death in this world. I was about to spread a bit more, I tell you. Not good, not good. Oh, it's my butt in a sling here.
Wow, I think I lost half my tail there. Well, you didn't catch me.
Come, that's very good. Come, let's hide over here. I'll think we'll be safe.
It was weird without my cage.
You'll get used to it.
I hope so. I'm hungry, though.
You know, you can always let yourself get caught again.
No, after all that, I will give it a go. Where's all that food you talked about there?
Well, I think I need a good place, yeah. Come on. I think you'll like it. Come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hold on.